mi vida, lucerito sin vela, mi sangre de la herida, no me hagas sufrir más, mi vida, bala perdida.
Hello, this is an interview with Edita, a woman representing an organization from the countryside in Oaxaca state in Mexico, and she was attending the Binational Congress of Farmers, Campesinos, and Indigenous People, which brought together farmers from the United States and Mexico, as well as farm workers and Indigenous people, and other allies working with communities on both sides of the border, to discuss NAFTA, the impacts of NAFTA on agriculture, to discuss the U.S. Farm Bill, and other aspects related to the problems that these economic policies are bringing to both communities of small farmers on both sides of the border. This Congress took place from September 25th through September 29th in Mexico City at the CENAMI Center, which is a center of indigenous missions. It was sponsored by the Coalition for Sustainable Futures, which includes the Rural Coalition and other organizations from the United States, and who invited Mexican organizations from around Oaxaca, Puebla, Chihuahua states, and who also came from national organizations such as UNARCA and ANEC and SIAO and other organizations like that, SECAM. And we were very happy to meet some of them. And this interview is a young woman who's a psychologist from Oaxaca and works with indigenous communities there in the Sierra of Juarez. Here I am with the compa from Oaxaca. Her name is Edita Alaves Ruiz. And what organization do you represent in the Congress? The Union of Organizations of the Sierra of Oaxaca. Which is in the state of Oaxaca, in the northern part. It's pure sierra or mountain, many pine trees. There is much vegetation. It's difficult to grow there, but people do grow here. If you have to eat, there are many things that can be produced there: corn, beans, squash. We can plant fruits. Low on the mountain and high on the mountain, we can grow different things. So low on the mountain, we can grow sugar cane.
Do
you speak an indigenous language? I understand Zapoteco, the language of my region, some words anyway. This is something that's unfortunate, but it's a result of the government 20 years ago, or maybe 30 years ago, to my parents, and when they were being educated, they were prohibited from speaking their mother language. And in schools, they were required to not speak their native language. They said the native language was degrading, that you were less of a person, that you were worthless if you spoke it. And little by little, with the male and female professors who have been teaching in the communities, this gradually began to be removed, this stigma. And to say, ooh, our language is very beautiful, has many secrets. You spoke about returning to your culture and not being ashamed of it. What role does the movement to recover indigenous identities play in the communities in Oaxaca today? Oh, it's the very root. It's the fundamental part of the movement to order and to build a way of life. There are many things there that our grandparents still are teaching us, depending on the circumstances and the conditions and the particular problems that we're living through. And that through our cultural heritage, we can find ways to respond to them and to deal with them. And that's what the indigenous peoples are doing now. It's become a very important part. And it's a way of seeing the world in a very different way, a more holistic way, a bigger way, further from what we can actually see with our own eyes. And that's why it's very important at this moment in Oaxaca. We're starting to take over and order our communities and find integrity because of the violence of those who govern us. There's been an awakening among the people, the grandparents and the elders. They've began to think and to wonder what can we do as a people now in this time, as the government continues to repress us. We want to change the governor now, Ulises Ruiz. But it's not just that. He's just one person, part of a big structure, a violent structure that's been oppressing us for more than 60 years. Do you think that these indigenous social movements in Oaxaca are part of something contagious with similar movements around Mexico? How do you view the relationship among these different movements?
No.
There were times in which, yes, there was a way of connecting our movements together. In the 70s, there were very strong social movements at that time, and it's a recurring theme related to the struggle for land. This took place principally in the south of our country, in the states of Guerrero, Oaxaca, and Chiapas, where toward the end of that period in 1994, the Zapatistas rose up and that put forward these themes, which have become today very important themes, and we continue to go back to them in different ways. To struggle from our different places, but they're different because we're very diverse. For example, in Oaxaca, there's the Zapoteca culture, but also the Mixteca, and the Mije, and the Chinanteca. So we have some differences, but we conserve the essential idea that we can be well off. We can receive a friendly and respectful treatment, that we respect nature, the Mother Nature. And it's been very difficult because of the ideological question. The other worlds is what we call them. They make it They make us forget, for example, how important nature is, or how to thank the earth for what it gives us. And so suddenly we forget these things, and we forget a lot of who we are and what we've been. But then when we eat something that's a fruit of the earth, instead of just thinking about it as a fruit and a gift to us, we think of selling it and getting money from it. And when we ask people, what are the problems that you're facing? They say, they say, I don't have money, but I would say your problem is you don't have enough to eat. But they say it's a problem of money. I think it's a confusion.
Se llaman transculturación.
That has to do with this transculturation. A confusion with the ideology that's been imposed on us.
Entonces, bueno, es parte de seguir como,
so this is part of continuing
a que se platique de esa manera y entonces
to discuss these things.
Voltear, hacer que volteemos a ver,
to turn back.
Que somos parte de la vida también,
to see that we are part of life also.
Parte también de la naturaleza,
and we are part of nature.
Que sin ella, pues, tampoco estamos, ¿no?
And without nature, we are not. We do not exist. Recently, a very celebrated woman came to our community. Her name is Julia Butterfly Hill. She became famous when she stayed up in a tree for 2 years to keep the forest from being cut. And she had an interesting message that we have to struggle from a space that we consider that of abundance and invite the earth to come to us in that space. It's a way of putting more energy into your struggle. What is the psychological state of the communities in which you work? What are the challenges that the people face psychologically? There's a lot of despair, yes. And then speaking about the violence which is generated due to this despair, and people saying, I can do more than you, and I come up on top of you, even though you're from my village and I know you, I'm gonna take advantage of you. That has made it such that in many of our communities, the relationships have many conflicts. I would speak a little more of the values which have lost their central importance. People say, no, we're losing the values. I say, no, the values are not lost, you're just not being used. There they are, but we're not using them. This has to do with the relationships with the authorities. The authorities of the villages is elected by the people, and this leadership has to be rotated. But many of the people who take responsibilities who end up migrating out of the communities to get their subsistence, and then they are lost to the community as leaders. There are many women who stay in the community whose husbands have left. They take on the responsibilities of their husbands, but then they're told, no, you can't do what your husband did. So this creates a disequilibrium. And I could speak a little bit about the emotional state. Personal development, you could say. That life is not worth anything. That to plant is not worth doing. That why have more children? In that area, there's a controversy among my compañeras. When I speak about reproductive rights of women, to deciding how many children you want to have and at what spacing. But then this is questioned. And they say, oh, you only have 2 children. That's not worth anything. But that shouldn't be the only thing that people consider. Because really there are not the economic conditions to have a lot of children now.
Y entonces hay frustración, tristeza.
So there are frustrations.
De que, pues, entonces ya no vale,
and that people feel I'm worthless.
Incluso, ¿no?
Why live, they say.
Pues empieza a alcoholizar, ¿no?
And that's when people turn to alcohol. Many women and men use alcohol to evade reality, to deny the problems that exist. Other grandfathers and grandmothers say, oh, these are like weaklings.
They don't want to work. They
say, to which they respond, those who work have to eat. And that's true, but it shows a lack of motivation. As Silvio Rodriguez said in his song, the problem, señor, is how to plant amor. And the question is how, in the couple, to have an intimate relationship. So you have people fall in love, but then this turns to violence. In questions of gender, the man has this idea that he has to fulfill some sort of manhood. And because he can't in his normal life, he takes it out on the woman. He wants the other person to do what he wants and obliges them. That's the issue of violence and the state of being. Is very low. There's a lot of sadness. And people don't know what to do. And that's why some people opt for leaving. And they say, well, at least they've seen me try to emigrate, to go to a city, to go to some of these cities here in Mexico, or go to the United States. At least people see me making an effort to do it. Even if I come back with nothing, at least I can say I gave it my best shot. But to stay and not do anything, I would prefer that they said that I went, it didn't go well, and I had to come back, rather than say I never tried. So what happens? There's a lot of anger also. A lot of anger. It's one of the feelings that comes to all of us. It's not bad to be anger per se, but how you express it, how you get it out. And anger or rage, how we've seen it, how we've learned to express it, it's with fists, it's with beatings, it's aggression. That's what puts us into an environment of aggression and violence.
And
we have to be taking care of ourselves. And I have to think about hitting you before you hit me. And that's what lowers the morale in the community. What signals or signs of positive movement animates you in as you face the struggle? One part is to be able to continue returning to my land. I don't have my own land, a place where I can die. My fellow countrymen, they say, oh, you're rich, you have a computer, a recorder, and sometimes a car that I drive in. I say, no, you're richer than me because you have land. It's a way of letting them to see, to value what they really have.
Eso me anima.
That animates me.
Eso, lo he visto como algo que es importante.
And I've seen it as something important to express.
Veo que me escuchan.
And I think they listen to me when I say such things.
Y también el poder ofrecer
but also to be able to offer
una visión diferente de la vida
a different vision of life,
of
what we have.
Me anima que, por ejemplo, aunque
it motivates me
está
that
muy difícil la situación en Oaxaca,
although it's very difficult, the situation in Oaxaca right now,
aunque son muy feas, para poder
and the conditions are very ugly,
para poder
but they are
ver que
conditions that will allow us
mismos,
to make a change
mismas, desde
by ourselves from below. And give it a try.
Porque, pues,
try to make change because
no nos toca recoger,
that's it's our turn to
sow and reap. Y trabajaste, pero si no, no.
We have to work at it.
Y esa es la parte que queremos, que yo quiero dejar,
and I want to leave
y que quiero compartir con
and share to, with others. Thank you.
When you come, I'm feeling better. Sky is blue, you said forever. Oh, I've been trapped by love. Then you come and I feel better. See my eyes, they're full of water. Then again you go, so change the weather. Asking for the next together. Asking for the next together. I've been trapped by love. 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 I've been trapped by love.